from KQED.
There seems to be new evidence every day of the brutal housing market in parts of California. Many housing experts think the short supply of affordable rental units is likely to get worse, at least partly because the state did away with redevelopment agencies 2 years ago. For all their faults, and there were plenty of them, the agencies were legally required to devote a fifth of their revenue to affordable housing, about $1 billion a year. KQED's Cy Musiker explains what happens now that the money is gone.
Nonprofit developers are still building some affordable housing. Here's one example. 22 new apartments going up in Hayward, just south of Oakland, at the site of an old cannery. It's a new wing on a complex for seniors on limited incomes, run by the nonprofit developer Eden Housing, where Linda Mandolini is president.
The whole area wouldn't have happened without redevelopment.
But Mandolini says Eden had to tap federal funds for this new construction after California lawmakers did away with redevelopment agencies to help balance the state budget.
The state wiped out $1 billion a year statewide in for affordable housing, and they've replaced it with nothing.
We're back in Mandolini's office now, where she details how affordable housing subsidies are drying up.
I'll give you an example. Oakland used to have an RFP that was $20 million a year in subsidy to develop new affordable housing. This year, the RFP is $3 million.
An RFP is bureaucrat speak for a housing proposal request, and that 85% decline is due to the end of redevelopment. The funds are withering away as well in San Jose, the nation's fourth most expensive housing market, where housing director Leslie Corsiglia says redevelopment used to subsidize close to 1,000 units a year of below-market rate housing.
We expect this year that with the funds that we have that we'll be able to produce about a quarter of that amount. And even at 1,000 units a year, that wasn't enough to meet the need. So we're falling farther and farther behind.
And as market rate rents soar, driven by a booming tech economy, many salaries aren't keeping up. Corsiglia notes more than half the new jobs in Santa Clara County in the next 5 years will pay $11 an hour or less.
If we want to have a good quality community, we need to provide housing for all. So that includes people who mow your lawn and who clean your house.
Or ring up your groceries in San Mateo, midway between San Jose and San Francisco.
We've been living paycheck to paycheck for a couple of years now, and it only got harder after we had a kid.
Timothy Keegren is a retail clerk at Whole Foods. He's an ex-Marine and says for years he worked two jobs and still fell behind on the rent for a small, dingy, one-bedroom apartment that cost almost $1,800 a month when he shared with his three-year-old son TJ, seven-month-old daughter Leilani, and wife Tiffany.
I just felt like we were in a black hole. It just was going deeper and deeper and deeper. There was no way of getting out.
The two jobs didn't take a toll on me. It was the fact that I was missing whole days in the life of my children.
But now the Keegrens are able to show me around their brand-new two-bedroom, two-bath apartment, costing less than $1,000 a month in a housing complex subsidized by redevelopment funds. They moved in just a few months ago.
We got to put the family pictures up because that's our foundation right there is family. We're family first here. And if you don't have family, what do you have, you know?
The Keegrens were one of 60 lucky families who won a lottery for this building out of the 2,800 who applied. And about 2,000 are still on a waiting list for this one building. And if you're wondering why this matters so much, it's because housing costs have a big impact on the rest of the economy. Hans Johnson is a demographer at the Public Policy Institute of California.
Californians spend a higher share of their income on housing than residents in any other state. And so that means you have less money to spend on other activities.
And that includes food or education or health care. And Johnson says the high rents mean longer commutes for some from lower cost areas, polluting the air and making roadways more congested for everyone. So how does California fill the need for affordable housing? Everyone I talked to for this story cited one bill in the legislature they thought might patch the funding hole, sponsored by State Senator Marc de Saulnier.
It would make a big difference in starting to deal with our crisis in affordable housing in California.
De Saulnier's California Homes and Jobs Act would impose a $75 fee on the recording of documents used for home refinancing, yielding as much as $750 million a year for affordable housing.
We get out of that restoration of a significant portion of the housing set aside that we had in the old redevelopment.
DeSaunier's bill has passed the state Senate and is awaiting hearings in the Assembly. And there are other bills, a ballot measure, and a proposal from the governor that would give cities back some of the financing tools lost with the end of redevelopment. Those are policy changes that would be welcome to Timothy and Tiffany Kegren. They grew up near San Francisco, and Kegren says many of their childhood friends have moved away to find less expensive housing.
It hurt a lot to know that the only place that we knew and loved and grew up in right here in the Bay Area, you had to make close to or around six figures just to be able to live here.
Kegren says the San Francisco Bay Area shouldn't betray its working families. For the California Report, I'm Cy Musiker.